Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly, this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Jordan Fuller, Manager of Entrepreneurship and Lead of the Accelerator Program for the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. Jordan, we thank you for being our guest on this month's edition of the Business Spotlight featuring the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. Let's start by having you tell our listeners about yourself and the path that led you to the Chamber.
Absolutely. So I graduated from Gannon in 2018 and started at the what was at the time called the Erie Innovation District. I was tasked with starting the Accelerator Program, the Secure Erie Accelerator Program for that organization. I actually started there during my senior year. I started as an intern in the fall semester and then worked through, started developing the program as I was finishing up my classes, and then graduated on May 5th, and then on May 7th, I started full-time, and then 2 weeks later, we had our first cohort on the ground. And then ran the program for the Innovation District for two more years. Then when the Innovation District and the Accelerator Program were acquired by the Chamber, I made that transition over and am now an employee of the Chamber. And we're entering our fourth year of the program and our second year under the umbrella of the Chamber.
Jordan, I imagine in retrospect that being under the umbrella of the Chamber, even though it wasn't originally in the cards, has been advantageous for the program overall.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the transition to the Chamber has been great for the health and growth of the program. The expanded network, access to an expanded team, because before it was just myself and one other coworker, and now I've got a team of 12 here at the Chamber that I can lean on to help out, as well as access to the membership base of the Chamber, as well as the entire economic development ecosystem that the Chamber is able to tap into.
It's been a while since we discussed this topic on this show, so remind our listeners what a business accelerator is.
Yeah, absolutely. So a business accelerator is a short-term, cohort-based business development program. And really what that means, there's a lot of jargon there and a short sentence, but what that is we help growth-oriented startups grow their business in a short period of time. And we do that on an annual basis, and we select 5 to 10 companies to do that program with us. And how we help is really in four main ways. We put together a tailored curriculum where our staff performs a gap assessment and develops a specific curriculum to be delivered by subject matter experts that address key areas and issues that our portfolio companies are facing. And then there's the one-on-one mentorship. Cohort companies are assigned mentors that are subject matter experts, as well as fellow entrepreneurs to assist them with their business development. These people speak the same language, they understand each other, and they know what they're going through, and they're able to help each other through. And then there's the strategic networking piece, which is where the transition to the Chamber has been really beneficial. In order to develop a business presence in Erie, the Chamber facilitates and the program facilitates strategic networking to potential customers here locally, partners, investors, that sort of stuff. And then lastly, there is a capital investment made into each of the firms. In order to hit the ground running, the ERCGP makes an investment into each firm, which is structured as a convertible note so that we can ensure the success and longevity of the program, as well as giving each startup some capital so that they can really hit the ground running. I mentioned the capital investment last because that's really the least important component of the program. Sure, extra capital is nice, and it's always been, and you need it to grow a business, but the introductions that we're able to make to partners and customers and future investors, as well as the mentorship, is really where the program thrives.
With very few startups being chosen to be a part of the Business Accelerator Program, this has to be a highly coveted position for startups.
Oh, absolutely. So this is a very competitive process. Each year we get usually just over 100 applicants for our 5 to 10 slots. And those applicants come from all over the world, and they come from other programs. They come from referrals from partners in the Erie area and from also our portfolio companies that benefited from our program. They start sending their colleagues, telling them about the program, and then they apply for our program. We've seen an increase in applicants each year. We're starting to see some local applicants and global applicants for the future app programs already. So it's been really cool.
Jordan, you brought up a great point that I think people may be unaware of in terms of the chamber reinvesting in the members of this program. That's an incredible stamp of approval for these companies.
Absolutely, yes. The program sort of acts as a, like you, I think you said it best, a stamp of approval. That when a company comes through our program, they not only receive the curriculum and everything else, so they're getting trained, but then also when a future investor or something looks at their cap table, they'll see, oh, this company graduated from a program and received an investment. And so it's sort of a signal to future investors, future partners, that this company has been tested, de-risked, and they're ready to grow and carry on their business on their own.
Jordan, the program is entering its fourth year, as you mentioned earlier. Tell us about some of the graduates and what are they up to now?
Yeah, so we've graduated three cohorts of companies, as you mentioned. We're entering our fourth year. So our companies have gone on to secure follow-on investment and grow their businesses to pretty sizable revenue. Our 20 active portfolio companies have secured an additional and follow-on investment of over $21 million across the portfolio, as well as have grown their businesses to sustainable revenue of just over $19 million. They've also gone on to participate in signature programs like Y Combinator, which has a portfolio of over 3,000 companies and has graduated 21 unicorns. Programs like Techstars, which has nearly 3,000 companies and has graduated 9 unicorns. And then regional programs like Mass Challenge and Plug and Play. We've been able to send our portfolio out into the world while they also still carry our flag. And then on the economic development side of the program, because it's also a focus for us, over 50% of our portfolio companies have established some sort of presence here in Erie. Now, the presence varies based on the company, but it looks like things like they have customer engagements, they have partners, they have secured investment locally, they've hired key employees, some founders have moved here, and almost all of them have relocated their business here to Erie, which increases the tax base, everything, the benefits all stay here locally. So in 2018, a graduate from the program SimpleSense, which employs occupancy sensors to generate smart routes in emergencies to direct first responders, graduated from our program, and they've secured a multi-year contract with the Air Force. And they're also working with a local Fortune 500 company to secure their facility. In 2019, a portfolio company, Vita Inclinata, which uses load stabilization for sling loads for any suspended load, has been already, in just a couple of years of operation, has already been written into the military spending bill and have achieved a valuation of over $150 million. And then in 2020, we saw our first local participants. Despite COVID, we still held our program. We brought everything online, and we changed the way that we did our program completely. While their programs were closing their doors, we said, we need to have something. And so we did, and we were able to have our first local companies. And then out of that program was WorkBerry, which provides an all-in-one cloud-based job advertising platform for small and medium-sized employers. Now, that's a timely graduate from our program, given the current hiring crisis, and we were able to help them out by becoming the chamber is now the channel partner for the Erie region. So any employer that's having trouble finding workers, which recently has seemed like everyone, can reach out to the chamber, and we'll be able to help them out that way.
Can you explain to our listeners some of the real-world benefits that can be gained by businesses that are participating in this program?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've already talked a little bit about the curriculum, which addresses the key gaps that they're facing. So if a company's working on, they're growing their business, but they're running into some legal issues, or they're wondering how they should structure their business, the Accelerator program is able to address those key areas, as well as the capital investment. The program historically has invested between $25,000 and $100,000 into each firm as a benefit of participating in the program, as well as the strategic networking, which is the most important piece. We've been able to facilitate introductions to partners that have grown to develop and produce products for our portfolio companies. We've been able to make introductions to key anchor customers, for example, City Growth. And if you've done anything online at the city government, you can thank City Growth for that. The benefits that we're able to provide for these companies outside of just the cash is truly a transformational to their business.
Why are companies inside and outside of the region interested in these graduates?
Yeah, so the companies that graduate from our program are truly best in class at what they do. And we've attracted companies from all sorts of different verticals and industries. And for example, if a company from inside or outside of the region is a plastics manufacturer, we've attracted portfolio companies that have been focused on that industry specifically. And so if they're looking to increase efficiency or increase productivity, decrease waste, that sort of thing, that they might be interested in partnering with the startup company that has come through our program and that we've attracted to the region for that. And then also, companies outside of the region are interested in graduates because after coming through a program like ours, they've already been de-risked and proved that there's a better chance that they'll succeed and continue to deliver value, so that it makes them a safe partner. And that's why we're able to be comfortable and confident in our referrals and our references to the local and regional partners.
Can you lay out the specific training participating companies enjoy that are involved with the Accelerator program?
Absolutely. So we have these companies here for a couple of months, just 10 to 12 weeks. And over that time, we have 1 to 2 lectures or webinar type things or class time, as well as 2 or 3 networking events and then social events as well. And then at the end of the program, they graduate and they are able to participate in what we call Demo Day. That's where they do their presentation for an audience of investors, partners, potential customers, and the community at large. They're able to sort of show everything they've been working on for the past couple of months, as well as where they're going in the future, and make that real pitch for future participation in their business from both the customer and partner side, as well as the investor side.
Jordan, participants of the Accelerator program have their businesses connected with local resources. Can you explain some of those connections?
Yeah, we pride ourselves on the connections we're able to make. And that's to local industry, but also to local partners in the economic development scene. So if a company is looking for some future investment or mentorship, we might refer them over to Ben Franklin. A number of our portfolio companies have been invested in by Ben Franklin Technology Partners after they graduated from our program. If they're looking for some help with product design or improvements to their products, we might send them over to the Barron's Beehive. If they're looking for some marketing help, we might send them over to the Edinburgh Beehive and some graphic design. If they're looking for market research, we might send them to Mercyhurst. And then if they're looking for office space or somewhere to land after they've graduated, if they're not from here, we send them over to Radius Cowork, where they can find an affordable place that they can establish their business presence here. Outside of that, we've also made referrals to the NWIRC so that we can help them find some partners for manufacturing, or if they're looking to do international business, we send them over to the Northwest Commission and help them work through that process with the true professionals. Because if we don't know exactly how to do it, we want to find the people that do so that we can be the most efficient and helpful that we can.
So what criteria are involved and what makes a business ideal for the accelerator program?
So an ideal applicant for our program will have some sort of market validation before coming to us. Now, that can look like different things, and we're willing to be flexible with that. But typically, it looks like they already have one or two paying customers. They may have raised some funds from investors outside of sort of the first round of friends, family, and fools. They may have secured a seed round or something like that, or they participated in an accelerator or an incubator program before coming to us. That's the business side. Then we look at the business model. And we need it to be a sustainable business model that has merit, that we have faith in, that will grow and yield some sort of return on our investment. Then there's the third component, which is the economic development side that we always look at for each business. Any business that we're attracting to participate in this program, there's an expectation that they have Erie in mind for their future growth. Now, that's, as we mentioned earlier, that can be hiring employees. That's in all hope, that is relocating their business here completely. But we understand that that can't be the reality for everyone. And so we're able to work with them to secure that partnership and local presence through hires and partners and things like that.
Have any of the local companies that have participated in the program graduated?
Yes, absolutely. So this year, we actually, as I mentioned earlier, we had our first local companies graduate from the program. And some of those companies include Arlene, which is a New York-based startup, but it's been founded by individuals that were from Erie originally, Erie expats. And as part of participating in this program, they've relocated portions of their business here through customers and some future engagement with the founders, as well as a new company, Vitro, coming out of PS Energy. They're accelerating the pace of IoT implementation for embedded engineering. So basically what that means is when you go out and you buy a mouse for your computer, you're able to plug it in and it'll work. However, for a manufacturer that's working on embedding some sort of new IoT device, they have to buy that device, read through a 300-page book, write 500 lines of code, and then hope that it works. And what Vitro is looking to solve is to make it a plug-and-play solution so that the embedded systems process more closely resembles the process of buying a mouse from your computer. And then there's Leverage for Data, which provides small manufacturing companies web-based applications to ensure that new parts are made successfully and meet the expectations and criteria that are necessary. And there's WorkBerry, which is, as I mentioned earlier, the hiring solution for small and medium-sized employers, which is a new partner with the Chamber. And then there's M3 Unmanned Solution Systems, which is an IoT company that uses machine learning to help cloud computing to help the agriculture industry better manage their fields and their crops and everything else that goes into that. These local companies are truly at the forefront of everything they're working on, and we're privileged to be able to partner with them and help them grow their businesses.
Jordan, can a local company that isn't a startup get involved?
Absolutely, and we welcome that. We're always looking for new partners. We've partnered with companies in the past where we've been able to take our startups out to tour their facility and then brainstorm ideas of ways that they can help. Local companies can also provide and help out with providing mentorship to the future companies of the region. To do this, I would suggest going to the Chamber's website and signing up for an outreach visit, where one of our staff members will come out and learn about your business and sort of work with you to learn about how the Chamber can help you grow your business as well as learn more about the Accelerator program.
I understand that companies will get an opportunity to make a presentation during Erie Homecoming 2021. Give our listeners some insight into that process.
Oh, yes. So that's the graduation, the demo day that I talked about earlier. This is the last thing that a portfolio company will do before they graduate from our program. As part of the Erie Homecoming, which is the Chamber's signature event, the conference that we put on to sort of catch everyone up on what's going on here and what's going to be going on in the future, we are able to put our companies up on the stage. And while last year that was a virtual stage, the hope is that this year it'll be an in-person stage. Those companies will talk about, they'll get 5 minutes to talk about what they've been working on, what they're going to work on, and ways that they can partner with local industry. It's truly, it's an exciting part of the program, and it's sort of the last hurrah and sort of the public-facing piece of this program.
In your opinion, Jordan, what does the future hold for the Business Accelerator program?
So I think that the future is more exciting now than ever for this program. We've got 3 years under our belt. We've got a growing portfolio of companies, and we've been working really hard in the background on some exciting announcements, things that we aren't quite ready to announce them. If you stay tuned to the Chamber's social media pages, our website, and local media outlets, we'll have something coming for you very soon. We're super excited for the rest of 2021 as well as the next couple of years for the program.
Jordan, thank you so much for being our guest on this edition of the Business Spotlight and for the great insight into the Business Accelerator program. Can you direct our listeners to the best place to find out information about the program?
The landing page for everyone to go to is eriepa.com. And then if you click on the menu and you can go to Business Action Team Visit, that's how you can sign up for an outreach visit with the Chamber, and you can get connected that way. Or for now, if you go to secureerieaccelerator.com, you can learn more about the program and what we've been doing. And that's where the Chamber's blog and social media pages is where we'll keep everyone updated on the changes that are coming.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as Logistics Plus is in the Business Spotlight.